The Honest Truth with Benito Vergatini on Smile 90.4 FM.
Smile 90.4 FM. Good evening. You're listening to The Honest Truth. My name is Benito Vergatini. We're chatting now to soul coaching practitioner Emma Hamill. Emma, welcome firstly to Smile 90.4 FM. It's wonderful to meet you.
Thank you very much and good evening.
A soul coaching practitioner. Let's start there because that's quite a mouthful. Can you unpack it for us, please, Emma?
Absolutely. In 2006, I went and trained with Denise Lynn in the States, and I decided for me that I wanted to go quite a lot deeper than normal coaching, as it were.
Yes.
And it's really about taking a look at our inner world, so clearing everything that doesn't work.
Okay. Clearing everything that doesn't work. So your focus is on the psychological side, the emotive side.
Yeah.
Is that where you focus your energies?
Yeah, it's really about the heart stuff, actually, and taking a look at our lives. Everybody's life is different. We have different experiences in our lives, and it's about taking a look at the pivotal moments in our life up till now and clearing it so that we can actually have a happier life moving forward.
You mentioned a good word there, pivotal, because today is certainly pivotal within the evolution of Smile 90.4 FM, because this evening we started something very different by introducing a talk show. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very different and a change, if you will, maybe a rejuvenation for the station. I certainly hope so. But that seems to be the theme, and let's start there as well with change. How does one approach change?
I think we have to be very clear on where we're starting from. And we all know, well, we should actually know that actually change happens. Let's go back on that one. So when we are looking to change our lives, we have to know our starting point, and we actually want choice in our life. So we have to actually go back and we have to say, okay, so I clearly want something different to happen in my life. I need changes in my life, so I need to take action.
Yes.
And it's about working out what the action is that we need to take.
Yeah, often we don't know what that action is.
Absolutely.
But somehow we just have this dissonance in us and can't sort of put a finger on it, but there's something uncomfortable, there's something unsettling. How does change link to rejuvenation? What is the synergy between those two?
Again, it's about, I think for me, it's about clearing. So if we have to look at clearing the stuff, all the beliefs that we've grown up with that actually don't serve us anymore, but we need to, again, we need to take stock to work out what those beliefs are. And, you know, going back over our life and saying, okay, is that working for me or isn't it? And a lot of the time we have to look at our payoff. So we tend to stick with the belief system because we get a payoff is better than actually making that change and taking that risk.
Very similar to the physical sort of spring cleaning a few weeks ago. A listener let me know that they were busy spring cleaning. I thought, man, this is a little bit early. But that physical process, as the way you describe it about reevaluating your belief system, we could apply that to our lives. We're talking about rejuvenation now, the start of a new month in September, heading towards a new season. Is it a question of where we are now, reevaluate our beliefs, possibly change it to reinvigorate and rejuvenate?
Yep. And also we need to take a look at our values, because some people's values are very different to the way that they're actually living. And then you have incongruency. So you need to maybe reevaluate your value system and make sure that you're living your life according to your value system.
Can you rejuvenate without looking at those values?
You can. I think you might find there might be a few issues though that you come up with, because you can be, one of your highest values might be money. But then you might look and you say, okay, at the end of the second week of the month, I've got no money left.
Mm.
So we then have to look at that to say, okay, the way that you're behaving in your life means that you're spending all the money, and yet your highest value is money, yet you seem to have none. So we have to look at, okay, well, let's move money down the value chain, or how can we now change your life so that you can create more money and live in more flow?
That's a difficult thing to do, because yes, I get the fact that you can only really truly rejuvenate and change if you have an honest look at those values and possibly reprioritize those values. Are there practical steps in reprioritizing those values to make it translate in your daily life?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there are a few fundamental truths, and one of them that I love is the universe supports action and not thought. So it's putting action behind something. And not just thinking about it. So if you want to take a look at goal setting, and in springtime is a fantastic time for goal setting, you want to start taking a look at what is it that you want to achieve in your life.
Yes.
How am I going to get there? It's not just about taking a look. I mean, I do vision boarding, for instance. It's not just about taking a look at a pretty picture. It's saying, okay, this is where I want to go. Is it achievable? So you might want to be driving around a Maserati, but then you're only paid a little amount per month. Is that going to be an achievable goal? Because what we do set ourselves up for is disappointment. So if we look at the goals that are achievable, so maybe don't start with a Maserati, maybe start with something less than that and make that achievable. And then once you've got that, you can feel good about yourself and then you can move on to whatever it is you want to be creating next.
Yeah, you crawl first before walking. We're chatting to Emma Hamels. She's a soul coaching practitioner joining us here in conversation on Smile 90.4 FM as part of the Honest Truth. And being a start of a new show, we're talking about change and about rejuvenation, a new month as well. You were mentioning about goal setting, Emma. Not the easiest thing to do, actually, because we have short-term goals, we have medium-term goals, we have long-term goals, and those change from time to time as we constantly re-evaluate, as you mentioned earlier, our values. Our goals will have to realign and change ourselves. So it looks like it's a constant process. I mean, we don't just rejuvenate once a year and think, hey, presto, that's it. We're going to rock and roll for the next 20 years. It's a constant process to renew yourself and, I suppose, in that way, reinvigorate the spirit for what you do.
Absolutely. You know, and my husband, for instance, writes a journal daily. And he evaluates every single day as to what he did yesterday and therefore what can he be doing today and moving forward. So we can have those long-term goals, a medium and short-term. However, it takes action on every one of those. So if we look at New Year, for instance, everybody goes on a diet in New Year, including myself. And usually by the end of the month, we failed. So then we don't do it anymore. And we just think, we have this thing in our head now, oh, I can't do this. So therefore, we drop everything. And if we actually said, okay, so just for January, I'm going to reduce my sugar intake rather than I'm not going to have any sugar, it makes it a more achievable goal than saying I'm not going to have anything at all.
Do we set ourselves up for failure by coming up with these grandiose goals,
absolutely,
which are attainable?
Absolutely. And you can ask anybody, what did we all set up for in the beginning of January? We're going to have a no drinking January, or
yes,
we're going to run 10 miles a day or 10 kilometers a day.
Yeah.
And you do the first two and then you can't be bothered anymore.
No.
And then so therefore you failed. And that's what we're then telling our unconscious mind. And our unconscious mind actually drives us. So whatever you're telling yourself. So I will always say to people, always be positive in your life, because your conscious mind does not understand a negative. So if you say, I'm always ill, guess what's going to happen? You're going to always be ill. If you say, I have fantastic health or perfect health, your unconscious mind will drive you to have perfect health.
Yeah, you're welcome tuning in to Smile 90.4 FM to ask Emma any questions you may have. 0861-400-904. You can tweet them at Smile 90.4 FM, our app. I hope you've downloaded. You can share some thoughts and messages there as well, or simply SMS at 35904. Emma Hamel, soul coaching practitioner, joining us on The Honest Truth here on Smile 90.4 FM. Emma, is that why change is so difficult? Is it because we can't sustain that with the action?
Yes. So make the action achievable. Okay. So do smaller steps. Make your goals a little less hectic. And just, you know, there's no problem having a lovely goal, you know, whether you want to travel, whether you want to buy your own home.
Yeah.
But make sure you're doing something to get towards that. And don't make it so you can't suddenly say, I want to save $5,000 a month if you're only six. So, say $500 a month is better than zero.
Mm. How important are affirmations in sustaining a change
in
your
life? Again, very good, because actually that talks to the unconscious mind. So we always make them into a positive again. An affirmation is affirming something.
Yes.
But you can't just say an affirmation. We need to put, I will always talk about action. We have to put an action. So we can't just stand in the mirror every morning and say something, say an affirmation. It needs to have an action behind that.
Yeah.
And another thing is always change your thinking.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's not working, do something different.
If you'll excuse the expression, talk is cheap. 0861-400-904, give us a call. It's The Honest Truth here on Smile 90.4 FM.
The Honest Truth with Benito Vergattini on Smile 90.4 FM.
Smile 90.4 FM, The Honest Truth. We're in conversation with soul coaching practitioner Emma Hamel. And being at the start of a new talk show at Smile 90.4 FM, a new month. We're talking rejuvenation, we're talking change, we're talking how best to be able to do that to affect productivity within your life. Emma, Sue from Woodstock says, I would love to have a happier life. How do I do that? Thank you, Sue.
I'm going to first start by saying, get at least 7 hours sleep a night. I don't know if everybody realises, but women should actually have, they should be on at least 8. men, this is a bit of a joke, but men actually can do with 6. However, with women sleeping next to them, you know, of course they're snoring and everything else, women tend not to get so much sleep. So if we can actually do it so that men, you know, we can actually have, certainly for women, we can have about 8 hours sleep a night, at the least 7. Your body and mind heals itself. And then you become more productive, and then you become more focused, and life starts to work for you rather than against you.
Okay, so you're saying start first with the physical, make sure that you are healthy,
yes,
and from there everything else will,
yes,
align itself.
Yes. Another way to do it is to unclutter your life. If you have too much clutter in your physical world, so too many things in your home that you're not using, you don't love, or you don't need, please pass it on to somebody else.
It's not always easy to do, no, Emma.
It is not always. I have just gone through the process.
Yeah.
I've just moved a number of times in the last couple of years, and I've been throwing, this time round, I have gone through every single item we have in our house. And let me tell you, our lives have changed dramatically in the last month.
It's a liberating thing,
let it go. Absolutely. What people don't know is actually your representation of your home is actually your representation within yourself. So if you let go of that, you're letting go of a lot of stuff within yourself.
That's a wonderful thought. 0861 400 904. Derek, thank you for your SMS. I want to change in my life, but I just can't leave my job, pack up and leave my family. So how can I change my life for the better, asks Derek. Emma,
start setting some realistic goals. I really do believe that. And it's down to, a lot of the times we tend to work on, our job tends to be something we don't want to be doing. And I would always say to people, try and start working on what is your purpose in life. Because the moment you can work that out, and it could be a part-time thing, start working out what your purpose is, you will be a happier person. And happier people have happier lives.
Johan is asking a very, very important question, I think, as well. Thank you for your SMS, Johan. He says, please explain, changing what we believed growing up, we're going back to reevaluating the values there. Should we actually reassess what we believe as we grow older, asks Johan.
Yes, and the one thing we can do as we're growing older, we can actually decide whether the information we're getting in belongs to us or whether it belongs to somebody else. And it's called projection.
Yes.
So when somebody else comes to us with their belief system, you can decide there and then whether you want to take it on board or not.
Mm. There's often a sense of trust, because your values and the way you are socialized, a lot stems from the home and the way you were brought up and reared, and those values are your values. So Johanna is actually asking a good question, in the sense that it's also so difficult to, if you don't as an adult believe in the values that you grew up with, how then do you make that adjustment going forward? And still, of course, you love your family. You're not going to say, no, I don't love you, because we don't value the same
things.
Absolutely.
But what we have to understand is that we are independent people, and we have interdependent families. So the moment that we can become strong within ourselves and we can find our purpose in life and get happier in life, that will then infiltrate through our family anyway. So it is all about us. You know, a lot of people tend to be codependent on each other, and it's not healthy. We actually need to be all walking a journey together, walking alongside each other and supporting each other. And the moment that he actually starts to get happy within himself, he can see, you know, his future is looking a little bit better because he's starting to tap into his purpose and what he really likes to be doing, life will start changing. I can guarantee it will start changing.
We're coming back to those words again, realistic goals and purpose. Chatting to Emma Hamill on The Honest Truth here on Smile 90.4 FM, soul coaching practitioner. You're welcome to direct your questions to her. 0861 400 904. Dalian says, the universe supports action, not thought. Should I stop dreaming about my future and rather take action?
Definitely do not stop dreaming. Again, make it realistic, make your dreams realistic, and then that's absolutely, put action behind it. They have to come hand in hand.
Yes.
You can't just do the one. If you want to take action, you need to know what you're taking action for. So if it's a dream, then you're taking action towards your dreams.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like Peter and his wife have some interesting debates at the home and around the supper table, because Peter says, my wife always wants to create a vision board. It sounds very airy-fairy. Peter sounds like a bit of a banker. What do you say to that?
I'll give you an example of how this worked. So back in the beginning of 2012, I ran a vision boarding workshop and my husband took part. He wasn't my husband at the time. And he had this beautiful vision board. And by the end of the year, in fact, mine as well, we had achieved every single thing on our vision board. And it is a visual representation of the dreams that you've actually decided on. So during the process, we actually work out, back down to goals again, what it is that we want to achieve in our lives. And then we find images and words to represent that. And your vision board, actually, you put it up in front of you every day, and then you can see it every single day. And it becomes part of your unconscious again, and you also know then where your action needs to go.
Very practical suggestion for couples, in fact, because often one gets staid and stale, but if a couple has a vision board, for example, they can constantly reevaluate why they're together, reassess their partnership and whether their values and goals are also aligned.
Absolutely superb. So you can have a joint one. Absolutely brilliant.
Lastly, Emma Moreka says she really, really wants to be positive, but sometimes life just comes in and intrudes. You run out of money before the end of the month. The car breaks down. Rent shoots up. Yet she wants to stay positive. How does she achieve this? Asks Marika.
What I would suggest is in fact, we should all be doing this, and slap to myself on this one as well, is if we can actually have at least 5 minutes quiet time a day, whether we want to call it prayer, meditation, we literally just shut eyes for 5 minutes and allow the world just to flow without us even taking part in it. That's the one thing. And there's a lovely saying in life which says, fake it until you make it. Your unconscious mind does not know whether you are faking it or whether you're making it. So if you can actually keep saying and keep being positive, and you are telling your unconscious mind that you've already created it, it will do that for you. It may take a few weeks, it may take a couple of months, but it will. I promise you it will happen. It will create it for you.
Reinforce, reinforce, reinforce. And then start with getting enough sleep. Your body heals itself to keep yourself focused. Unclutter your physical world, as it's a representation of your home, as you shared with us, Emma. And create your own vision board. Possibly that's a good starting point where we can leave it this evening. Emma Hamill, soul coaching practitioner, really appreciate your time and your insights. And thanks for being a part of the first ever Honest Truth, Emma. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and good luck. I'm so excited for you. Thank you. Kaapstad's beste uit die 80s, 90s en nou. Smile 90.4 FM.